Cheer bomb. We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders. And now, here are your hosts, Marcus and Marisol.
Hello, Marcus.
Hello,
Marisol. We gotta correct that. Take three of season two, episode 18.
Here we go.
Happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday.
99% of businesses, small businesses, fail within the first year.
And look at us.
Look at us. We're still going. I don't know if that's an actual fact. that might be fake news. I don't know. But
it sounds good.
I heard it somewhere. I feel like I heard it in school many, 99%, many years.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. So it's probably not true. But, you know, for the purposes of this podcast.
We're doing pretty good.
We have some people we need to thank.
Yes.
Did you hear our awesome new cheer music for this year?
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
our new introduction?
Yes.
The wonderful, wonderful Will.
Yes.
Of Cheer Music Central put that together for us.
Yes, he did. And he was so awesome.
So sweet.
Like, I'm like getting together and finding like the right sound for it. It was so awesome.
I don't know if I can do this authentically in take three, but I love it because it reminds me of Hey, Mickey, it's a fun, Mickey, which is as close to cheerleading as I ever got in my youth.
It's a classic.
I love that song. So thank you. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Cheer Music Central. You guys have been incredibly supportive of us since the beginning. We adore you. Thank you. And, you know, if you need cheer music, please check out Cheer Music Central.
Yes.
And then there's Sean.
The producer guy.
Sean the producer
guy. Sean the producer guy.
We would not be here if Sean did not produce this for us.
No. No, I think we would do, it would just, you would just hear some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
More than nails. Yeah. More than nails and barks from the dogs.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you for helping us build an international sports podcast.
International. You heard that right. International.
So thank you. Thank you, Sean, for supporting us as well. And the listeners. You guys kept downloading. You kept sharing.
And they're still.
And they're still downloading. We are super excited and
still
we are
writing
grateful.
In.
Yeah. Yeah. The engagement is interesting because none of our social media makes sense to us. Like, we've never done a survey of who our market is. I think you and I, when we first started, were thinking the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
But then what it seems to have evolved to is we actually have a really good wide audience of parents, cheerleaders, and coaches. So who knew?
Who knew?
That was not planned.
No.
But we're so thankful. We're grateful. So we're grateful for everyone who follows us on Facebook, on Instagram. I don't think we're really active on Twitter. We have a Twitter account.
Yes. And I post some stuff on Twitter.
You do?
I don't tweet that. I mean, I just like repost on Twitter. I don't tweet. You know what? Twitter's coming back. I avoided Twitter for the longest time. And then I finally made one. And then when we started this last year, we went ahead and just like got
Social media.
Yeah, so we are active on Twitter.
Are we? Okay, just, sorry. I'm not.
I just
active.
Need to explore more on Twitter.
I'm done with Snapchat. I've been done with Snapchat for I don't believe you'll see me on Snapchat again.
No?
If I'm on Snapchat, it's to check on my kids. And
embarrass your kids with the filters?
No, to check on what they're snapping. Mm-hmm. And generally, that causes me a lot of stress.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm kidding. But Snapchat's not my thing. It wasn't meant for me. It's not my generation. I'm not judging people that love it. You know, teach their own. Not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an Instagram girl. I love Instagram personally.
Yes.
That's my thing.
Yes.
I like Facebook, but Facebook's gotten kind of complicated.
I just scroll on Facebook.
Yeah. But that's where our parents engage with us.
Yeah.
Our the, I think, younger generation of girls on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I feel, and I'm making this up, I don't know, I'm just observing, I feel like the older cheerleaders are more active on
Twitter,
but I could be, that's just a...
I see that.
So I don't know. I don't know who's on what.
So seniors are on Twitter.
But the only
juniors and youth are on Instagram.
The only numbers that count for me are downloads, and those are awesome.
Yes.
So keep downloading. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who has done a review on iTunes.
Yes.
Which reminds me, I have to talk about something. Someone posted, we have a 5-star review, so thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Someone posted saying that they would like us to do show notes. Do you know what show notes are?
I don't.
So many, if not most podcasts have show notes. So if we discuss something and someone wants to get a link to whatever we were discussing, mm-hmm. let's say like I'm ranting and raving with you about, you know, everyone's talking about Jamie the musical.
Oh, yeah.
I would, in our show notes, put a link to it. So if people were interested in what we were talking about, they could link into it.
That is so helpful. That is so awesome.
It's a...
I've never.
So it will go out in like weekly newsletter, or we could post it on our Facebook. But we didn't do one for season one because I didn't know where this was going.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But I'm personally going to attempt to do show notes for us. So if we're talking on the podcast, because I'll forget, I have to train myself, and it's something that we want to put on our show notes, say, like, show notes.
Yeah, show notes.
With jazz hands. And that musical I mentioned is called something, everybody's talking about Jamie. I know we have a few musical theater fans in our audience, because they've actually mentioned that one. I think we were talking about Hamilton last season in one of the episodes. It is not in the United States. It's in London. And I don't know exactly when it will be in the United States, but I have no doubt it will come, and I believe it will be the next Hamilton. Love it. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the music.
I've heard nothing but awesome things about Hamilton.
Yeah. Hamilton was amazing.
Some of the parents a couple weeks ago went to New York and got me a playbill for Hamilton. So I was stupid excited about it. Add it to my collection.
Yeah. So
of musicals that I've never seen.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with this one. My daughter and a friend of mine's husband actually, he saw it in London, and my daughter mentioned it, and anyway, it's amazing. I love it. I actually DM'd, there was a song in there that reminded me of Sophia Jade. And I DM'd her and I sent her the link and I said, this reminds me of you. And it was something about, I don't remember the exact song I sent her, but I think it was about shining, you know, just overcoming and shining.
Oh.
It was, yeah.
Oh, Sophia Jade.
Yeah. Hi, Sophia. So show notes. So if I'm talking about something, a book or...
Show notes.
Yeah. Ooh, in my ear.
Yeah, just like that.
Just do like that.
You'll never forget it.
So that's what I'm going to try to do. So for those on who have would like that, either follow us on Facebook and or... I don't know if it's going to... I can't post it on Instagram. So you would have to follow us on Facebook or we'll... post it on our website, or you can sign up for the newsletter and get a newsletter. I don't know if the newsletter is actually something. I shouldn't commit to that because it'll definitely be on Facebook. That much I can promise you. So how are you doing?
Good.
You excited to be back on the mic?
I am. This is so much fun. I've missed this.
I did too.
I miss this. I've missed talking to new people.
Yeah.
Explaining our wonderful world of cheer.
Yeah. You've had a promotion.
Yes, I did. I am my gym's new prep team manager. So like for those who don't know what a prep team is, or a prep program, as opposed to an all-star full year team, these are just half year teams. I guess to get your foot in the water if someone's like on the fence about joining like a full year all-star team,
or if they're not sure if they want to travel or the expenses. It's just like an introduction,
the financial commitment that it is. It's absolutely not as expensive, but it, still get like good training from.
Well, we talked about
a full year all-star coach.
This and take two, I think. So, I think it was take two, but. I thought what I asked you was prep something new, because it wasn't something I'd heard about it wasn't available when I first came on the scene. Then I saw it, and then I kind of saw it at competitions and stuff, and saw it growing kind of quickly, it seemed, in the last few years. And then we talked about how it used to be something, and then it kind of went away, and then it's
prep. Back at Wilmington All Stars, which is what Cheer Infinity's name was a very long time ago, we called it the Saturday team. And I'm pretty sure it was just like one senior team. But in my head, that's what I compare to like a prep team. They only did like local competitions. It was absolutely like not as much of a commitment. And I don't really remember seeing as much other than that up until just a couple years ago, when I feel like the whole like prep program like really exploded. I could be wrong with dates and stuff and how long it's been.
Or even regionally. We don't know what's going on in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
it could have been a huge hit for years.
If you know more about that, marcus@cheerbomb.com.
But I do think it's a testament to the changes in the industry.
Yes.
Because I think, you know, what in interviews we've had with coaches and business leaders and so on, everyone feels like, oh my God, this is, you know, as soon as we get to the Olympics, it's going to explode. And I do feel that it's so when cheerleading gets the, I don't want to use the word incorrectly, but when it crosses over to mainstream, when everyone's really truly aware of this as a sport, you know.
Have you seen that video of there's like this like bigger black man in the car talking?
Oh yeah. I've shared it on our thing, I think.
Did
on our Cheerbomb page. He's like, I didn't know this was a sport, and then 4 hours later,
I suggested it on my YouTube, and when I watched, he was like, "Fine, I'll give it a chance," but like, it is so true. And it's coming.
It's coming. It's coming. I think prep team is an indication of that. And also, you know, the changes that we're seeing just in the industry.
Yes. With the Coaches Alliance.
Tell us about that, like someone who doesn't. I've obviously read it. But speak to it like I'm an idiot. Or not an idiot. They take it back. A person who's never, ever, doesn't even know what this is. Okay.
Have we shared the letter at all on social media?
I believe so. I'm not 100% sure. But it'll be in the show notes.
Yes. If not, we'll definitely let you know, because it's all over social media if you haven't. I'm not going to read the letter, but it's mostly about like a bunch of coaches from very well-known gyms like World Cup, Cheer Extreme, Top Gun, California All-Stars, Ace All-Stars.
So a lot of big gyms.
Like a lot of big names out there had a meeting about they're seeing, they would like to see some changes in our industry. And
I know some of it was like about the state of play.
Yes. State of play, trying to revise. They don't want, like, the competitions have control of where these families and competitions have to stay.
Yeah.
And I think that is berserk.
Yeah.
That is berserk.
We have an interview coming up in a couple of weeks with CheerMad, and we talked about that. I think it's exciting. I get excited when I see this kind of movement, when I see people talking and addressing it. And really, I think everyone is lined up for a beautiful, beautiful potential. Like, I see everything from the perspective of like, you're going to have a sport, like a, you know, when I say brand new to the world, mm-hmm. you know, as a sport, where we have all this history from other sports and how they did it and how they did it right and how they did mm-hmm. it wrong. And I think that having the conversation, starting with how do we make this the accessible to as many people as possible? Mm-hmm. How do we avoid things that have happened in other sports and industries? I'm really interested in colleges, you know, like
yeah.
look at, you know, I went to Florida State and let's just say, I think yeah, the college rule of these athletes are celebrities. These athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are celebrities. And the colleges make all this money from their labor and the mm-hmm. exchange rate for the education. Anyway, it's a conversation worth having. Then there's the stuff that happened at U.S. Gymnastics, which was awful with the coach that
yes.
was grooming, you know, these girls from a young age mm-hmm. and abused them. There's best practices out there across different sports.
Mm-hmm.
I love that the leaders are getting together and trying to figure out what the best practices are going to be for
Absolutely.
This one. Because we, you know, we can create whatever we put our little minds to.
Yes.
So that's exciting. Exciting
yes.
stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. And a lot of companies that these coaches were talking to responded to this letter with a positive message and positive feedback coming back. So
we'll post it on our show.
We're only getting bigger. This is exciting. This was a very big step and a big move for our industry, and I'm so excited for what's to come. I think there are going to be some times where it's definitely going to be harder.
I mean, growth is painful. Growth is not
before it gets bigger and better. But I think we are moving in the right direction. Absolutely,
I agree. And I to your point, I think that anytime an industry is growing or evolving or changing, it's when I say painful, I mean there's growing pains.
Yes,
and you know. I always go back to intention. If everyone focuses on the intention of building the best industry possible for mm-hmm. everyone, we're going to be golden.
So, yes.
Well, thank you for telling us about that.
Of course. I know you said it a couple of times, but we will post the letter if we haven't already.
Now I really feel
so
pressure.
You guys can see these big names that got together, like Joelle and Tico and Elaine Pascal, Courtney Pope, one of my favorite people, Victor and Kristen Rosario from Top Gun. They're magical. Brad Habermill from Cheer Athletics. So like a bunch of well-known people.
Dear Marcus and Marisol, season 2.
Take 3.
We are out of practice. So before we start on the questions, we have two questions. One of them is going to be a deep thought kind of question. Actually, both of them. Gosh, I don't know about the segment, Marcus. The segment is stressing me out. But I want to touch on two subjects that have come up for us a few times. Oops, that's my computer, which holds the messages. Let me see if I can mute that. The two that I want to just kind of put a bow on and move on mm-hmm. from is one is the mean girl aspect, the FOMO.
Yeah.
People being mean on social media. We get a few of those a week. I can't address, I don't want it this to be a common theme every week to discuss it. We will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that anyone's going through that. And the same advice still applies. Take care of yourself. Be aware of who your friends are, how people make you feel, and listen to your instinct.
Absolutely.
And this too shall pass is my last piece of advice on that. And also, I there's not enough money in the world for me to ever think about going back to middle school. But anyway, that's
I would. I would tear it up.
You would?
I would kill it.
Nope. Is finances. So.
Oh, money.
We talked about it in our special edition this summer about, you know, some people who wrote in about the cost of cheerleading. We've discussed it.
Yeah.
I did not go back and listen to it since I received, you know, some messages.
Said email.
But I may have inadvertently insulted people by saying or implying that you shouldn't go into debt for cheerleading. So first of all, let me apologize because my intention is never to cause anyone any hurt, shame, pain, grief, judgment. Truly not my goal in life. Two, this is not a financial podcast. So taking advice from me or is not the right thing to do. It was a question that was posed to us. It is something that is we just talked about it in our intro with the coaches.
Yes.
What is it? Coaches, not Alliance. Alliance. Letter. You know, the cheerleading is expensive.
Very.
And a lot of people are in debt. The good news is there's a lot of people in debt. It's not, you're not alone.
It's not just me.
It's not just you.
No.
So I just wanted to circle back and say that my intention was not to hurt anyone's feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That was perfect.
But that leads us into our two new Dear Marcus's and Marisol.
Yes.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
I'm going to throw out the subject lines. You tell me which one you want to tackle first here, okay. Marcus. Subject one is gym owner complex.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Or subject two, election day.
Let's start with the election.
Okay.
Let's get that over.
Let's just, before we start with that, we're going to try to do this without discussing politics. Because we're not a political show.
You know that is not me.
So
I'm a cheerleader.
So my mom and I listened to your show. I don't have my glasses. And we both have had awesome talks about a few of your topics. Here's the thing. I love my mom. Love her. All caps. She's the most self-sacrificing woman. You already know this child is older. It's not a child.
Yeah.
Based on the way they've written. Yeah. She's not very political, but she does vote. And today I know she voted in a way that I can't come to terms with. And then I'm not going to read the rest because this particular cheerleader began to say specifically why she was upset with her mother's vote, which would lead you to understand her political leanings. So I want to try to do this gracefully and not discuss politics. Okay. Because the thing about politics is can I use the word?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to piss off 50% of your audience if you discuss politics. And I'm not a political.
No, not I.
I am. If you follow me on my personal Facebook, you will see at times that I get very passionate about things in politics. It is true. But this is not the place for it for me. But I did want to address this because she wasn't, or he. She didn't sign off with anything. So we'll just call you politics, election day. She wasn't the only one who wrote in. Not a lot, but enough. And we're past the election. Mm-hmm. We're taping this post-election. But the election time is, it is a time of stress and anxiety for us here in the United States. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the world per se, but here it's, you know, a bit crazy.
Yes.
Lately, last few election cycles.
Yes.
And the reason I wanted to bring it up is because there is a difference, I think, now, which are these phones and the technology and access and people being able to get all this information. And we're being inundated with whatever side you're on of whatever, you're just constantly being fed information. And I don't think it's healthy. And I don't think our political debate is healthy right now.
I agree. Absolutely not.
No. And the discourse is really ugly and nasty. So I really debated about this one or not. I really did, because I didn't want my personal politics to, you know, color cheer bomb. Mm-hmm. But then I thought about it. And I thought about it because I've been saying this in my personal life. In my personal life, the answer is not political. The answer is spiritual.
Yes.
That's what I say to me.
That's beautiful.
And the two things that we are taught here in the United States to not discuss are politics and religion.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe that's not working for us. Maybe we should be able to have these conversations. And the reason I brought this post up was because she's close to her mom. It's obvious that they have a close relationship, mm-hmm. and they talk. And, you know, if she's judging her mother for her mother's vote, that divide's going to be bigger and bigger as this young. And I can tell you that just from my own children. I have twins. They are both on the opposite end of the political spectrum, but they are well-versed. They know why they believe what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
This younger generation isn't just becoming what we were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They really have the accessibility to get information.
Oh, yeah. And they do.
So that's what I wanted to talk about, which is, you know, we're going into the holiday season. We're going to be around family a lot.
Yeah.
And I would love for us to all be able to have conversations that don't end up with arguments and fights and a debate about which it's, you know, here in the United States, it's become a team sport. It's a blood sport. There's the red team and there's the blue team, and they attack each other constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of identity politics, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy because we are not those things. And for the parents out there, I just want to say, it might be a good idea to be aware that these are conversations you want to have with your kids.
And, absolutely.
And to really maybe look into your personal reasons for the way you vote, and discuss it with them. Just have a conversation.
It all starts with a conversation.
That's all I got to say about it. What do you have to say? Did I get through it without being political?
No, you did perfect. No, you did perfect.
I was really anxious about that. That one kept me up.
You really?
Yeah.
I never really have much to say about politics. Like, I believe what I believe, and I vote how I vote. But I believe, like, you will never, ever know who I voted for. Like, I will never talk about it.
You keep it private.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just one of those people that I believe that, like, when I close that screen and vote, like, that is my vote. That is my contribution. That is my,
it's your right.
Yeah.
It's your right.
I'm executing my right. And, like, that's my thing. And so, I do believe that, like, when I become a parent and my child is old enough, I'm not going to discuss how I vote. Maybe not. But,
oh, that's a good point.
But maybe I'll talk. I will have a conversation and have them, like, understand what is going on. So, like, they know.
And I think that's the
right
point
and wrong
I wanted to make to this.
Not right and wrong.
Yeah,
but,
no. Yeah. You know, that's the point I wanted to make to election day, was because, you know, she was disappointed in her mom's vote.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person who also wrote in, I know exactly where they're from based on they were telling me, mm-hmm. Houston. and they were really upset. It wasn't with their parents, but just in general. And I think my generation, this is the advice I would give to the mom who listens to the podcast, mm-hmm. is this younger generation is equipped with so much more information than we were. So we can't, as parents, get away with, this is how I vote, and this is how, I'm trying to articulate it properly. It's not enough to, my generation, a lot of it is, this is how my father voted, this is how my father's father mm-hmm. voted.
Yeah.
It's a,
especially like in our area, it's a, I believe that's
a very cultural, you know, identity politics is your culture. It's who you associate with.
Yes.
And I'm saying, I think for my generation, we have to wake up to the fact that the younger generation is coming equipped with more information and that's not going to be enough. And so just have a conversation,
mm-hmm.
Talk. And I think things are just constantly changing and evolving. And I hope, you know, at least here in the United States, all this is an opportunity for us to grow and really figure out what, you know, what we think is right or wrong and mm-hmm. what we stand for. So I hope we got through. Did we get through that?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
So two elections. Just start a conversation.
Yeah. And also to the cheerleader, it's really none of your business how your mom voted. Even if mm-hmm. That's her vote. And, you know, I'm guessing you aren't old enough to vote, but one day you will be. And if you counter her vote, there you go.
There you go.
But I do appreciate you not wanting to create a rift with your mom. So act on that mm-hmm. and have that conversation with her from a place of compassion, not a place of separation, because that's what the problem I think with both politics and religion is, it focuses so much on how we're different
yeah.
than what, you know, what we have in common. Because I have friends
and what we're both bringing to the table,
children who are on different political sides than I am, and I love them. We're mm-hmm. you know, we're family. Mm-hmm. You can. A lot of my friends have different political leanings than I am. Best of friends. So it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay.
That was good.
I'm proud of myself because I was sweating.
Yeah.
All right. The next one. Ooh, can I have glasses? Do you see some old lady glasses over there? My cheaters. All right. These aren't my cheaters. Okay. Gym owner complex.
Ooh.
This one's a good one. Hi, I really enjoy your show and wanted to know your thoughts on gym owners. I have three girls and one son who have been in and out of cheer for a few years. My husband is in the military and we move a lot, and I've got to experience a lot of different style gyms. On your podcast with Jimbo, he made some great points about successful gyms. My question is, have you noticed some gym owners have God complexes? This latest gym owner has been around for over 15 years, and he thinks he knows all there is to know about cheer, even though his record clearly shows he doesn't.
Ooh.
He has amazing potential at the gym. I think they're talking about the cheerleaders. Grammar, people, it's an important skill. He has amazing potential at the gym, but doesn't nurture it. I swear he gets off on the drama and the moms fighting for his attention. Is he single? Are you? I'm looking at you like, is he single? I see no long-term strategy to build a successful program. He collects the money, but he has no desire to build a real winning team. I keep to myself and don't stir the boat. I thought she was going to say pop. But I know a rival gym with the right sorry, this is, I'm not sure what they meant here. Have a winning team. I think what they're trying to say is that within 3 years, a rival team, she thinks a rival team, a gym, could have a successful team. Am I crazy to think that? P.S. We live in a rural town, and the closest gym, competing gym, is 100 miles away.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. I have no experience with any of that. But I do think it. The point there that I thought was interesting was the whole, you know, that there is a talent pool, and that maybe the gym owner isn't maximizing that.
Okay,
that's a subject worth talking, you know, about. The all the other stuff is a little bit of noise and a little bit of like an electrical wire for drama, I think. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what, you know, her intentions were, and I'm not implying that your intentions were bad. I see your point, and honestly, I've heard this before in other various ways.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's not something worth discussing. And I know I have my answer, which some people get annoyed at, but I've heard this before. Like, I've heard where people have their opinions about how, if they were running a gym, how they would run their gym. And I've heard it enough to, you know, kind of just always answer back like, oh, then open your own gym. But I will say, I understand, you know, if you're sitting there and you're watching and you get a sense of all the talent that's there and you think that you could do better. But I also will say, if you've never run a gym, I mean, I don't know. It's not my lane, so I don't know.
Yeah. This person said that, I want to know what this God complex is. Like, just like an overseer and just bossing people around.
I don't know. She doesn't go into it. Well, she did say that thing about
a lot of talent.
Yeah.
So I want to know, like, man,
he thinks he knows all there is to know about cheer. And even though his record clearly shows he doesn't, he has amazing potential at the gym.
Potential. Like, talking about athletes and coaches.
That's the way I read it, but it's not as
that's the way I heard it.
Okay. All right. This is the part that I think this is the God complex part.
Okay.
He gets off on the drama and the moms vying for his attention. To me, if that's true, and we're only basing it on one person, if that's true, then that's all you need to know about that gym.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
So I'm going to toss it over to you, but I'm going to say, on the one end, I honor your instinct of not stirring.
Yes.
Is that the phrase, stirring the pot? Isn't it stirring the pot? Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm not, you. Gym owner complex. I'm not making fun of you. I think you were writing this in anger or fast. I don't know. So I don't know how to answer this particular because there's a lot of variables, but the points that I will say is, don't stir the boat or the pot. Don't do that, because honor that instinct. You gain nothing by it. I will always suggest you try to speak to the gym owner directly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really think that you can do, you know, have your own gym, I would definitely do some research into that. Like, start with an insurance company, because I have a suspicion it's really expensive.
No, I believe that one. No, I know that it is very expensive. But
that being said, I can also imagine that there are problems, because there's in any industry, in any company, there's always people who just, you know, do have complexes. So and my advice to go talk to them, that would be an interesting conversation if they do. But
And I wish I was able to know where this was, and
I have to look it up again.
The name of the gym.
But see, that's why we made it this way, so we wouldn't know and we wouldn't get caught up in the drama. I was thinking ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
It doesn't say. Am I crazy to think this? It does say, I couldn't read it directly because, again, I think it, there's no punctuation, so it's hard for me to know when to pause. But I don't stir the boat, but I know I could have a winning team with 3 years. Within 3 years. It's a rural town, but there's no more information. And the closest gym is 100 miles. And that could be anywhere.
Literally anywhere.
Anywhere. Hmm. So what do you have to say to that? So let's play devil's advocate. Do both. Assume that the gym owner does have a God complex, and assume that maybe she's misreading it.
Okay. The gym owner. I will say I have known some gym owners that do play the "this is my gym and whatever I say goes" hand. But
by the way, that was my ringtone.
Yes.
Eminem is on my ringtone. You might think it's on his, but Eminem is on my ringtone.
Lose yourself. So I feel like there is some information that's missing. Like, does the gym owner just is he just there watching, or is he coaching the teams?
Oh.
Or is he coaching classes?
Are there a lot of gym owners who don't coach teams? Are most of them generally?
I would say most of them, any gym owner that I know. All gym owners that I know, personally, I know that's only, a handful, but they're right out there, with the team, coaching teams. And even some of them, I'm a very, physical coach. I'm in there with them. So, if someone, isn't at practice, I'm in the stunt group. I'm in the stunt group working with them. I'm in the formation, spotting people if I have to. So what it sounds like is the gym owner isn't a part of it and is just literally just owns the building and is just there making sure, fire marshal doesn't get called.
I don't know. I don't know if I got that from that. The thing that keeps kind of playing in my head is I've worked with people, not a gym owner, not no one in cheerleading, but I have worked with people who have God complexes. Mm-hmm. Who, I was about to say something extremely sexist. I'm so glad I paused. I will say though, my gut is kind of telling me that a gym owner, there's a power dynamic that a gym owner has that isn't part of the whole relationship. Mm-hmm. They can affect someone's career more than, a parent. I mean, a parent can as well, too, obviously pull them out or cause problems for the cheerleader or support them and be a huge success. But immediacy, a gym owner or a coach has that control. They have that power. And so maybe that can be interpreted as a God complex. And I'm sure, because we are moral human beings, it probably does. That power probably does get into some people's heads. Mm-hmm. At times, because they are the owner of that. I think that would probably be a natural human, aspect of it. I think the part that's interesting to me is she has all these kids and she's been to different, gyms. So she's pinpointed this person.
Yeah. So what is this person doing
that's
she
different.
Hasn't seen at the other gyms? Yeah. With, did she say three girls and one boy?
three girls and one son, yeah, who have been in and out of cheer a few years. So it sounds to me like she's an experienced cheer mom, and she probably has something valuable to add to the experience of cheerleading for any gym, because she has seen a lot of different gyms and been in another and other areas. You know, my compassionate side wishes to say, if the gym owner has a God complex, that, you know, sometimes I think there's an adversarial relationship between the gym and the parents sometimes, because there is a power dynamic and there's an exchange of money and services. So it's complicated. Yeah. It can get complicated. But I think that there are parents who can offer valuable insight. Like, she would probably, if I'm not a gym owner, nor do I ever plan to be a gym owner. I'm a podcaster and a writer. But it would be to make sure that I was getting input from my team, my parent, and get input, like make it an exchange, not a session where, you know, the parents are just complaining and the gym owner has to sit there and listen to it, or vice versa, you know, like the gym owner just yelling at the parents about their kids. I think there's like everyone wants a winning team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Everyone wants the best experience for their kid at the end of the day. So if gym owners and parents could find a way to get, you know, that flow of information going back and forth so that everyone has the best experience, that would be ideal. But it starts with...
That would be an ideal, but it just... That, does that pour some sugar on me?
That's pour some sugar on me, which means that a guy texted me. Sean, you might need to edit that one out. Gosh.
She was loud, too.
No, that was actually our, that was not a guy.
No.
That was actually the mom of Ava. So, oh my gosh, look at that. So can you tell our audience who we're talking about, because they haven't been introduced yet?
Oh no. Oh, okay. So yeah, that loud noise was Little Miss Ava Atchison's mom,
who I'm now a huge fan of.
Yes.
And wish to meet and give a big hug and thank her for, you know, reinstating my faith in humanity.
Yes. Which you will get
listen
to hear the story in
all
a
about it in our interview, which, you know what, let's finish up.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yes. So God complex. It all starts with a conversation.
I wish you and your gym owner the best in this, and I hope that you work it out.
Yes. And Marisol, you know how excited I am about this.
You always get excited at the interview.
I know. I know. And it's because I am a 15-year-old girl at heart. Along with our interviewee, we have world champion, NCAA and majors champion, rebel model, cheer athletics cheetah, Ava Atchison. Hey, girl.
Hi.
Welcome on the podcast. Can I tell you, I already think you might be one of my favorites because you...
Thank you.
You were so, so adorable when I asked you how you wanted us to introduce you. You were like, cheetah flyer. And I was like,
girl, do you not know who you are?
But I adore it. I love how sweet and humble you were. But oh my gosh.
No.
Repeat that again, Marcus. What?
Okay, so we have world champion, NCAA and majors champion, rebel model. And she's like, you're like a real live model, like a real world model. and cheer athletics cheetahs, like one of the biggest names, like in the cheerleading world. Like, you are doing it, and you're just 15-year-old. Just turned 15-year-old.
Just, yeah, her birthday was
Yes.
So, from Cheer Bomb, happy birthday.
So, thank you.
Ava, tell us when you started. Tell us the beginning. Tell us, you know, how you started in cheer and how you got to the successes you got to.
I was small. Like, I was little. Like, I didn't know anything about cheer. And so one of my older friends, she introduced me to cheer athletics. And she said that I should try it out. And so I'm like, okay, like, I'll try it out. So my parents started putting me in private. And I've been with the same coach ever since. And I was able to be on Bobcats my first year having no clue what cheer was, and being a base, a flyer, a back, and everything.
Hold on. Are you based?
Yes.
You know I love me an all-around cheerleader.
That's amazing. Did you instantly fall in love with cheer?
Yes. After Bobcats, I found out, like, how much cheer was so fun. I watched, like, Cheetahs, and I'm like, that's my dream team ever since I was on Bobcats.
Now, how old were you on Bobcats?
I was about eight years old.
And what division was that?
Youth 1.
Oh, wow.
And that is a big jump from Youth 1 to senior co-ed 5. Yeah. That is berserk.
Wow. That's
I skipped some levels, though.
No.
I was lucky.
Yes.
I went from Youth 1, level 2, to 4, and then JAG, and then 5, and then Cheetahs. I skipped 3. Three
is fun. If you do have time, I would say check it out. I love Tux. Tux are fun. 360s are fun. So check out a level 3 team, because we always have a good time.
So let me ask you, Ava. Since cheerleading has, you know, for the girls, the makeup and the hair and the glittery, you know, uniforms, was that part of the, you know, love affair you had with cheer?
My first team, like, on Bobcats, like, I was new to it, and, like, going into CA, I felt it wasn't all, like, makeup, hair, glittery uniforms. I felt like it was different. We worked as, like, a team, and working as a team is, like, good.
Yeah.
And I wanted that my first year.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
That's a great answer.
Yes, that is awesome.
I would have been like, yeah, the makeup was it.
Yeah,
that comes later, though.
Was there a cheerleader that that you always watched and you were like, I can do that. I want to be like that person.
The one person would be Jamie Andrews.
Yes.
I watched her when she was on Cheetahs, and I've been close to her ever since.
Oh, wow.
Aww.
Did she ever, like...
She's a model, too, so, like, I spent time with her at Rebel and everything.
Oh, that's awesome. Did she give you any advice at all?
Yes. She said, believe in yourself, and whatever you think you can't, that's not possible, it is possible.
Absolutely. Those are awesome words to live by, period, really.
Yeah, you have to believe it before you can achieve it.
Yes.
So can we switch over to modeling, Ava? Because I was telling Marcus beforehand that, you know, cheerleading, for girls at least, is a natural, you know, with the makeup and the hair and the glittery costumes, is kind of a natural progression for a lot of girls to want to be. Let me rephrase. From my perspective of watching social media in the cheerleading world, there's a lot of the younger girls and, like, middle school age girls who really, it seems, aspire to be models. And a lot of the companies within cheerleading, including us, we had the, you know, cheerleader, the calendar challenge, offer promotions, offering, you know, kind of modeling as part of the deal. You know, there's a lot of different companies that do it different ways. So I know there's a lot of girls out there who might aspire to be a model. And what would you say to them? Like, what advice would you give them? Or what is it like if you don't have advice? Like, tell us a day in the life of a modeling shoot.
I was like, wake up like really, really early. Cause I was at one shoot and we were up before sunrise, and that was like around 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
4 a.m. And we didn't get done. You don't get, you like shoot from there. You get lunch off. You shoot from there till sundown.
Ooh.
And then you wake up again the next day at the crack of dawn.
Oh my gosh. Not
and like hair and makeup, you take a long time. It takes hair and makeup, it can actually take about an hour to like 2 hours, and then which normally they'll put you in the, they'll make a time for you to be there ahead of time.
Oh wow. So there
and
is
then
no
you
sleep.
Shoot,
that's
and like
a lot.
You shoot up until like lunchtime. You get a 30-minute break at the max, and then you'll reshoot up until dawn.
All right.
Sunset.
Oh wow! I have a question. So this is, so you're modeling. You're gorgeous, by the way. If I haven't mentioned that already,
yes,
absolutely stunning. So you're modeling. You're taking pictures. They're taking pictures of you, and you're smiling. What if? And if this hasn't happened, you can let me know. But what if you're not in like a great mood? Like, how do you get through that?
You just have to like push it back. Like put the thing, like things that make it go away, and then you think of something that makes you happy.
Like you just focus on the pot, like try to get out of that mindset.
Yes, I think of the positive things only.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If anyone was taking pictures of me and I was in a bad mood, you could totally see it. I don't have that ability to mask my.
I don't have much control of my left eyebrow.
Sometimes I'll want like attitudes and pictures, which that works.
I love that.
But yeah, I don't have any control of my left eyebrow. So if you get a picture of me and it's up, you know something was going on that day.
Botox.
You know, I can't wait. I'm only 29, but I can't wait for it.
So Ava, you were so sweet and so humble with your introduction. But I was thinking a great question to ask you for girls who listen in, or and boys, I keep saying that, and parents, mm-hmm. who might not make it to Worlds or NCAA or majors. Can you tell us a little bit about the different competitions and what makes them different and what you like about them and or what
they...
Okay.
So Cheer Alliance is the one thing that makes Cheer Alliance different from all the other comps is where they do the light, where you perform, and there's a team standing in the circle, like the pot, and uh-huh. they will flash back and forth between you, or whoever's in first will stay in that same position up until the whole comp's done. And which is nice, because as soon as you're off the mat, like, you're a little bit scared and nervous about it, but, like, once the light go onto your team, you're like, okay, good. And like it just makes the process of like more exciting to like know.
Like the stage
and the then majors is different from all the other cons, because at majors you get to actually go onto the mat before your comp time and actually feel what the mat's gonna look like. I feel it and what the lights are gonna look like.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And people like just yeah.
Are you comfortable telling us which might be your favorite competition?
Worlds. I love Worlds.
How is Worlds different? I joke that you all are on lockdown during Worlds.
No, yeah.
I like meet so many new people from all over the world.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
That part's got to be. I remember when I competed, and in Worlds like almost over 10 years ago, and yeah, just like the meeting like people from like different countries and like getting to watch like especially like in the international divisions, like getting to watch the other countries and how they like how they see cheerleading, and even like how they try to like imitate how we perform it. And I don't know, it's really fun. I love Worlds. That is really good.
I can't wait. Are you ready for some
quote unquote rapid fire?
Quote unquote rapid fire. we quote unquote it because it's
I'm
Marcus.
Slow and I'm not fast at all. Okay, so yeah, again, nothing to be nervous about. I just want to hear about your favorite stuff. Just give our audience a little bit of you, Ava. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so ready?
Yes, sir.
And go. What's your favorite food?
Bananas.
Bananas? Okay, I'm sorry.
And California rolls.
Well, duh.
Definitely California rolls.
Yeah. I was going to say...
I love sushi.
Ooh, I was going to say bananas if it's in a, like, banana bread with chocolate chip.
And you see, and this is why we call it rapid fire.
I eat healthy, so...
what's your favorite movie?
That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, The Grinch, because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So,
hold on, the original, or like the real one, like, or the one Grinch. That came out recently?
The one that came out recent.
I've heard nothing
both
but awesome
them.
Things about it. What's your favorite?
I like both of them.
What's your favorite cheer-related memory?
Winning Worlds. There's nothing like that feeling.
I can imagine. I that is
like
awesome.
All the years I've been looking up to going to Worlds and winning it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that feeling. What is your favorite routine that you have not competed in?
It's hard. Panthers.
Which year?
From last year.
Last year. Classic.
It was an incredible routine.
A new look and everything. They were phenomenal the whole entire year. What is your favorite routine?
Yes, they were.
What is your favorite routine that you have competed in?
Last year's cheers routine. you went undefeated. So
yes.
I love the routine.
So it's unstoppable. This is a good one. This is a new one. Pick your favorite Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or Facebook?
That's a hard one. Let me think on that one.
My go-to is Instagram. What's your go-to?
Instagram.
Yours is Instagram too?
Yeah.
Instagram.
Yeah. Same. And last one, what are you grateful for?
My family.
Absolutely.
Because I was adopted, so. And I'm really thankful for my family. Because my mom and dad took, there's four of us, and we were all put in foster care. And so our parents pulled us out of it and gave us a whole new life.
That is beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Hold the phone. What?
Yes, I'm adopted. I was adopted at age 6 or 7.
So
hold on.
Do you have siblings? Like, your siblings are yours and your parents, like, adopted,
yes.
Like, the four of you? So you guys stayed together?
Oh, my
yes, sir.
God.
Your parents are beyond everything.
They are.
This is called burying the lead, because I would have probably started out with that. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, getting emotional here. That's a beautiful story, Ava. And,
yes.
You know, to your mom.
We first went to foster care. We were put together, and then they put us back to our old parents, and then the second time, they separated where the three older ones, which is me, Zach, and Connor, and I, we were all put together in one, and our little one was by himself.
No.
In a whole new part.
But now you're all together?
Now we're back all together, yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
That is beautiful.
That is a beautiful story.
Oh, my God. I'm in awe. Like...
I want to hug your mom and your dad. That's we were doing a Dear Marcus and Marisol when you called in, and we were just talking about, you know, things that weren't necessarily happy about politics and stuff. And to hear a beautiful human interest story like that, I did not know that about you, Ava. And I think, honestly, that is the one of the most beautiful things I've heard.
Yes.
And that's such a blessing for you and your siblings and your family.
Yes. That is, so big ups to your family.
And our parents believed in us.
Yes.
Obviously.
And so we can do more things and we can, like, see and, like, go in worlds. Like, my parents, when I told them that I wanted to try cheer, they believed, they go, okay. And so they were the ones who put me in the privates and everything.
Let's do it.
And gave me the opportunity to go in worlds.
Oh, well, what's your mom's name?
Frankie.
And your dad's name?
Scott.
Frankie and Scott, y'all are awesome people.
And you, like, seriously, you're giving this old heart, you know, like, palpitations. I'm so happy.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was a great way to to wrap this
and
up.
And it's, well, Ava, I'm, you know, I'm super proud of you. I know we haven't met, and one day I hope to meet you, but from the moment you responded, you were sweet, incredibly polite, incredibly.
Thank you.
Yeah, incredibly humble, and then to hear that you had this, you know, story of in your childhood, to then also know that you have gone on to have this incredibly successful cheer, you know, career, makes me just. So happy to talk to you and have you on the podcast.
So thank you.
No, thank you. And thank your mom and your dad. And big hugs to all of you. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Yes. Every time we do this, something happens that just sparks a little bit of, like, love in my heart.
Right.
And how that ended, that interview
was
ended,
perfect.
Was beyond perfection. So I'm grateful to Ava, to her family.
Yes.
I'm grateful to you, Marcus.
I'm grateful for you, Marisol.
And I'd like to thank Ava for coming on the podcast. Next week we have
and which another one, y'all already know how excited we were, but founder of Black Girls Cheer, Rashida Richardson, who we found out was like kind of local ish I didn't realize that. I think when we spoke with her, she said her dad lives in Wilmington, which she lives in Greensboro, which is probably about like three and a half hours away, which still isn't it isn't crazy far. But yes, we get her next week, and you get to hear all about how she started and the big names that you see, that you hear, are a part of the awesome company. So we are so excited about that.
Everyone, go on the website, sign up for the newsletter so you can get the
show notes.
And they'll be posted on Facebook. I won't be posting them on Instagram because I won't.
Too much.
Don't know how.
It's fun.
Well, because it's pictures.
I may be able to be.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
Find a way, but it'll be fun.
But follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
Yes.
We're going to try really hard to be more active during the season. We love our listeners. We love everyone who has supported us, and we thank you, and we hope you have a wonderful competition season.
Yeah.
Bring us along for the ride.
Yes. Get me a ring.
Hey there. This is Sean, the producer guy. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And while Marcus and Marisol cheer you on, please cheer them on by checking out the Cheer Bomb podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or better yet, share this podcast. And if you want to ask Marcus and Marisol a question or get some advice, go to the Cheer Bomb website at cheerbomb.com, then click on M&M question. Who knows? Maybe it will be on the next episode. Have a great week.
Cheer Bomb! We are strong. We are powerful. We are cheerleaders.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.